Okay. Hopefully that all got right. Yeah. We froze. It froze again. Do we want to go forward or just?
Let's just go forward. It's not like technical difficulties isn't our middle name.
I don't have any problem any of the other time.
It's just Zoom, right?
Only when I sign into Zoom.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know what it is with their program, but apparently it's not working.
Well, it probably because they update it like weekly, so I'm sure they're breaking crap all the time.
Sometimes feels like.
Yeah, it feels like it. So anyway, welcome to the doghouse. Let's see. Jet learns that you cannot race off the track without penalty. That was kind of interesting because I've never seen that assessed to somebody before.
We have last year, twice.
I've seen somebody getting assessed for passing after going off the track.
Deegan
not losing at least one position.
Deegan was cutting off the track. Deegan was cutting a corner.
During motocross, he got penalized for gassing it off the track. Somebody did that at Daytona a couple years ago.
Okay, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. My recollection was that what happened was he went off the track, and when he came in, he was supposed to come in behind the rider that was behind him, and he didn't. He came in before.
That's what
he was penalized for, not for accelerating.
No, there's been multiple guys who've gotten.
Okay, because I always think it's like positional things, but that's fine. If you remember something else, that's fine.
All right. I've never seen it where they waited to the end. To assess it. Normally, it's a drop back a position.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big advantage to do it to the end because you already know where you're going to finish, right? So he knew if I pass Hunter, right, it's not going to hit. Big deal. I'm going to give the position up to Hunter, and I'll fall right back in where I was, right?
Yeah.
But that's not how it worked out.
I don't know if he knew that he was going to get penalized for that.
I don't think he did.
He probably did at that point, but I would imagine somewhere that the pit board would have shown him when he came past, right?
But they didn't show that during the.
I don't think they.
I didn't see it either. But I mean, if they're going to assess a penalty,
they might have been fighting it to the end.
Well, he might have been, but it didn't help.
Or they didn't tell him until after it was over.
He clearly did it. He is definitely not the first person we've seen do that.
Okay.
It's not the first time that the AMA, stewards have been a little weird with their rulings.
Well, they're very particular when you go off the track and come back on the track. They've always been very, very particular about that.
Yeah.
Because they don't want anybody using that as an advantage, and they don't want anybody who's on the track being put in a dangerous situation because somebody's trying to come back on, right, and potentially getting cut off. I mean, imagine that if you did that like right after, the first turn or two when they're packed up like that, someone went off and came back in. It'd be slaughter. And they already have those anyway. They don't need help from someone coming in.
Well, they have bigger problems than that. They have when you do it towards the end of the race and now all of a sudden you're out there and one guy's going over the whoops and you miss the whoops and you guess it, you're going to gain on that guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right? If you miss a section of the track, absolutely.
Here's a rhythm section. Oh, I'm just going to flat out crank right?
Yeah.
I have a problem with the penalty. You get what you earn.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the penalty at all. If that's what the penalty is for doing that, that's what the penalty is. There's nothing to be said for it. Yeah. You just suck it up. Now, it's possible that he knew. Oh, I know what's going to happen from this, right? When I come back in, but I'm going to do that because I don't want to get behind Deegan. Yeah. Right. So he wanted to come back in ahead of Deegan. What?
You still race your best. You don't say,
off the track. I mean, technically, yes, I get that. But when you're off the track, you're not allowed to accelerate off the track. That's what the penalty was about.
Like when you come back,
You race as hard as you can. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But he wanted to come in. Think about this, right? He knows. Let's presume that he knew I'm going to have to lose. I'm going to lose a position. So I don't want to come in behind Deegan. Otherwise, I'm screwed. Right. So what I want to do is I come in ahead of Deegan. I eat that thing. I know I'm going to come behind Deegan. They're not going to assess it till the end of the race. So if I get ahead of Hunter, it's no loss to me.
I'm not even sure he knows.
Yeah. I don't know that whether he did or didn't. I don't know whether he did or didn't.
I don't think he did.
I wouldn't. I think you're playing way too much into it. I think mm-hmm. he was going to race as far as he could, and he doesn't want to come behind Deegan because he doesn't want to come behind Deegan.
Oh, I think that's true as well.
Right?
But like,
I don't think his penalty has anything to do with that.
His penalty has anything to do with what? The reason?
Like, I'm going to make sure I get in front of Deegan. Right? Like, that's
irrelevant. I don't know whether he did that or not. I'm just speculating. The possibility is that he felt that if he did that and he could get ahead of Hunter, giving up that position would only put him back in second where he was. He loses nothing.
I think he wants to win races.
Well, I think he absolutely does want to win races, right? He also wants to get the most points he can. So coming in second is going to be an advantage, right? Yeah,
and coming in first is a bigger advantage over that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
His brother has a little bit of advantage now.
I don't think if he knew, it would have changed anything about what happened.
Right? I don't know.
He made a little harder to try to catch his brother.
No, I don't think so.
I think he was riding as hard as he could.
Yeah,
to catch his brother.
Exactly. That's like Indiana Jones, not relevant to the start. His penalty.
I think the other thing too is that I don't think he controls that piece of his destiny. Right. His brother is racing at least as good as he is right now.
Yeah. So. Right. He's not. You know, I'm not saying it's not close, but Hunter's got his biggest lead of the season all of a sudden.
Yep. Yep.
Right, I'm trying to remember what it was.
12 points.
Yep.
12 points was what, 3 rounds to go? They got to race off this week.
Well, I remember I said last week, we'll know more after this weekend, right? So I'm feeling better about the book of no accountability.
Yeah.
I might have to actually put a vote in for making it the book of accountability.
Obviously, we're going to outvote you 2-1.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, it's a no 100%. Loser. I can't lose that one. Right? I'm either not accountable, or you guys keep me unaccountable.
Really devious.
You are true friends. You will not let me make myself accountable. You will keep me unaccountable.
I know some of the stuff I said in that book.
Because if you become accountable, that means the rest of every piece of that document
becomes
accountable. It shows up.
You cowards.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, you got to remember, Ken, there's a lot more stuff in there that you have said.
I'm not opening the entire book of accountability. I don't want to go back and revisit things I said 2 years ago. No way.
Oh my God.
No way.
There's some whoppers
hypocrisy.
In there.
If you read even one, you have destroyed the book of no accountability.
I know. I'm just looking.
Put it down.
There literally is Ken saying a certain person's going to win, and I don't even remember that person finishing the season. Right? Like, I'll be honest with you. I will say their
that
name
feels,
later sometime
that
today.
Feels, that feels dangerously close to accountability, Phil. You better
right?
be careful.
That's what I'm saying.
Tread lightly, my friend.
We don't ever want to take the no out of this.
Step away from the book of no accountability.
Tread carefully.
Step away.
Step away from the book.
I don't want to do it. Put the books. Books are bad. Burn them.
Books are bad. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Your Deegan finally got his hole shot, and then he threw it away.
Oh, yep. That was a – yeah. But, you know, we went from what? Last place to fourth. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we keep saying that.
But you got to have a start.
The problem, no, he did have a start.
Yeah, but he only finished third in the start, though.
Yeah, he had a good start. The problem is that what Deegan can come back from is still not challenging the two guys up front.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Right? He was, you know, I mean, it took Jet to make a mistake for him to get any advantage at all.
Yeah.
So it's just where it is. You know, we never know. Anytime somebody goes into the 450s from the 250s, we don't know how it's going to be.
Yeah,
right.
No.
Yeah. We can say it's going to take
the first season.
Yeah. We can say it's going to take a while. He says it's going to take a little while for him to get adjusted to the 450, and maybe it will. Maybe he never will. How many riders never did?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The book of no accountability is probably loaded with them.
Yes, it probably is. It's probably filled with people we picked that never did, never had their own accountability.
You got a whopper in there that I don't think any
have died, though. That's the only good thing we can say about it. No one we have talked about has ever died on a track.
Well, technically, if there's anything I said in there and you want to share it with me, you have to do it from some anonymous account, because if you actually do it from you have made me accountable.
I would never put that out in public. They'd throw us off.
I'm saying public.
They'd kick us off the interwebs.
Oh, God, there's so many things that I have said over the years, and I'm not alone in that, right?
No. Yeah.
No. So, anyway.
I still get hate mail about Ducati's Italian for eighth place.
I'm still waiting for AOC. I'm still waiting for AOC to be named president in 2024.
Hey, who's leading the poll? Who is leading the poll?
That was 2020. We're talking 2024. Thing. You said she'll be 35 years old in 2024. She will be the nominee.
2028.
No.
Because she doesn't turn 35.
She's already 35. He'll go look. Go look. She's 35.
No,
she's
I said 2028.
No, 2024. You forget.
I'm pretty sure I said 2028.
You know, she turned 35 in 2024.
I will. Right. So she couldn't have won in 2024.
Yeah, she was 35. She could have. The election's held in November.
No.
As long as she's 35 before November 7th.
I'm right. You're wrong.
Even when you're not accountable, you're not accountable. You're like double
you
not accountable.
You're making yourself accountable.
You are non accountable in every facet of your life.
That is true.
Which we already know. So,
that is true.
Yeah, that's right.
How about the 250? Says Port Emma would say.
Cole Davies is going to make. I think he may pull this off. He had a slow start, but he's getting a lot of help.
The home field advantage.
Yeah. Oh God.
Poop show.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
That was a horrible wreck in turn one on first race.
Yeah. So, 20 bikes. You know, I like Levi Kitchen, but you know something? He's the guy you want to be chasing for a championship. He's too up and down. So he's the guy you want. You know, you're going to get your opportunities.
Yeah.
So you shine when he ain't shining and you'll catch him.
He got out. He's just like, oh, it's home field. Oh yeah. Let me give everybody a big advantage.
Yeah. He in the preliminaries, he did well. And the problem is when the checker flag came down, not so much.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. So anyway, so Cole Davies is, I think this is really impressive. This is not a motocross racer. It's pretty impressive what he's done.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the Lawrences where they grew up in motocross. They were all motocross. They'd never seen supercross until they came to supercross, right? Other than watching it on TV. Cole Davies is exactly the opposite thing. And I think everybody thought, well, who knows? No one knows what his outdoor season is going to look like.
Yeah,
pretty damn good considering he had such a slow start.
Yeah, I agree.
And he did have a slow start.
Very slow start. Did not look good. Looked like he was the guy that was going to have the hard time making the transition to motocross. And
yeah, we said that Juju and Kitchen were the ones that are going to be the ones to beat this year.
Well, Kitchen, you would assume by now. Yeah. By now, you assume Kitchen. I mean, we're now talking about a guy who's been in the top echelon of riders for about 3 years now. Yeah. So you would have thought every year you should be saying this is the year for him, right? Or he needs to move on if that's the best he can manage.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of where it seems like he's not going to get a 450 ride at this rate.
No.
Yeah.
Or Joe Shimoda. Yeah, Joe's not going to get one.
The only way they get 450 rides, I should get the book out. The only way they get 450 rides is if we have a rash of retirements. Because you have that whole group that's all the same age.
Yes.
The Barshas, all those guys.
Yeah.
And they're looking for somebody to field it. Like right now, I'm not even sure Joe Shimoda's got a points out.
He might be back for the final round, but he's not coming back any sooner.
Yeah, but
he's done pretty much for a year.
Year, right?
Yeah, like, he's definitely. This based on this season, I can't imagine he's going to points out anytime soon.
No,
you know,
you got to score points to point. It's out.
Yeah. I don't see there's not much of a graduating class from 250s this year. There really
no.
isn't.
No, there isn't.
You know, I mean, Deegan was it.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're going to. If Cole Daisies moves up, it will not be on a Yamaha.
I would doubt that.
Right?
They got too much talent there already.
I don't see Kitchen unless there's an injury to somebody.
I don't see Kitchen even if there is.
Ryder D has a bigger fan base and talent.
You know something? He's kind of like the wild card and all that. Ryder D could be somebody that maybe a smaller team.
Yeah,
would might be saying. Interested like, in. I don't think that I don't see
muck off Honda.
Yeah, I don't see Kitchen getting anybody's going to want him. Look, he's a talented rider who's very inconsistent. Nobody wants inconsistent riders. Nobody does.
Yeah,
nobody does. So that's going to be, you know, the only way he gets to change people's minds, winning a championship, and it looks like now he's letting it get away. So
yeah, he's on the route to that.
Yep.
Yeah, I look at the list of 250 guys, and I don't see anybody.
No one.
Anyway, that
maybe a Ryder D just because he's so popular.
Right. That's yep. the main thing. That's the main reason.
Yeah, they're going to want him for something other than riding. It was T-shirt sales and
appearances. Yeah. It's just a generally good PR type thing. But I mean, he's the only one I can think of. That's got a shot at it. I mean, Cole Daisies is going to be kind of a slam dunk, but I don't know that it will be this year. May want him to put another year in.
I think so. Just like they did.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous because you win the 250 East, and then you go on to win motocross. Oh God, you don't want to come back into that because there's too many opportunities for things to go sour, right?
I wonder if they'll do something like that since Cooper Webb isn't going to race anymore with motocross. Maybe they'll do something like Deegan and bring him up at the motocross.
That's a thought. You could say, go back and do another season of Supercross, right? And win then the 450s on motocross.
And then the motocross 450.
Yeah, that's,
I don't necessarily like that idea when they do that.
I don't necessarily like that idea either, because the thing about it is he goes back to Supercross on the 250s, and you risk him getting a career-ending injury, or at least a career, debilitating injury.
He could be Austin Faulkner.
Yeah, he could be Austin Faulkner. Adam exactly. Cesarola, yeah.
Right? Yep. Like, yep. There's so much bad that comes from it. There.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a risky proposition. You know, I be honest with you, I would think that there's a lot of teams out there would like to have a really hot young rider, and he seems like he's the hottest right now in the paddock. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I wouldn't take a risk of sending him back to the 250s.
No, and because too risky. I think there's going to be a factory team with an opening.
Yeah. Oh, there will be.
And I think they're going to at least go to one, if not two. Factory ride.
Yeah.
Big boys division.
Yep. Yep.
Right. So that's my opinion. So we're at the 5-minute mark. We got a little bit of, I guess, housekeeping we're going to talk about.
I guess we could call it housekeeping. About? It's kind of like housekeeping where your house is condemned, right?
Well, you've been here.
So we've been doing the doghouse now for 17 years, 16?
This is show 875.
So we started in 2009. So this is 17 years, right?
17 years. Yeah, because I joined the show in
I was a young man.
Late 2009. No.
I didn't think there was any way, Phil, that you and me would still be doing this show alive. Right?
No. I mean,
look, I could see us doing
this. We both lost that pool.
I think we both lost that. I thought we both could be doing this show in hell, maybe, but that's about the only way.
I was booing people.
The doghouse. The doghouse Hades studio. Live from Hades. It's the doghouse.
Check out this Ring of Fire view.
Well, wait. Phil, he did move to Florida and it is hot there.
Close.
It is hot. It is definitely hot.
He's sitting on top of hell.
We'd still be doing
Well, you go to Florida when you can just make out Death's Door. You know what I mean? Just when you
when
can
you
just
went to the burial grounds, I didn't think we'd still be doing this show. I'll be honest.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. I don't let simple things like death slow me down.
Not at all.
So we've been doing the show for 17 years, which is ridiculous because I mean, how many podcasts last 17 years? We even got Rogan beat. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, at some point that, you know, it becomes less fun than it used to be to do the show, right?
It is.
And I think that's just sort of where we've kind of come. We really appreciate all the support we've had over the years, but, you know, like all good things, it's time that the doghouse comes to an end. So for those of you that are out there, please feel free to whine and complain on your emails to Warren at ntnradio.com.
He has no,
because I never look at him.
Because he doesn't look at him, so there you go.
Actually, if you hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, I'll give you Warren's personal cell phone, and you can whine from there for never checking it. That's a promise.
There you go.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing this probably for a few more weeks going into August, and then we're going to slowly drift away. Now, we will still be involved in podcasting, but more on the video side of things. Like we tried once before, but didn't really pursue it, but in a different segment of entertainment.
Yeah,
well, primarily having to do with, hey, what's going on in the world? What's going on in the news? What's going on?
Hot takes of the world as we see it.
Hot takes. And we still are big fans of motorcycle racing. That hasn't gone anywhere. That's still there, but now we're going to broaden our horizons so we can talk about all the stupid things that people do and how stupid they are. Not just the riders. We've basically, insulted riders, teams, and everybody associated with the sport enough in 17
years. At one point or another, we were on everybody's hex list.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So it's time to make new enemies.
We need to ban them from something else. Now we're going to find out what the something else is.
There were times
is.
Where we were literally like, X not to talk about things.
I mean, there nothing ruins fun more than not having anybody hate you. And so we've already crossed that a long time ago.
Nobody hates us right now.
No, it's some sort of mixture of pity and who the hell cares? Okay.
The biggest problem is I thrive on hatred.
I know, and it's right. It energizes us. It's like it's like my can of spinach. Right, the more hate I get,
And
it doesn't work
anymore.
All
the things we've changed in motorcycle racing, right?
Yeah. More than a little.
Everybody else makes money off our suggestions.
But not only that, like it's never going to go down in the history books that we invented Moto America.
That is true.
And King of Baggers.
It's never going to go down in the history book.
That is true.
We had a conversation with the guy from American Flat Tractor, told him how to figure it out to make it popular again for a while. Then they stopped listening.
And they did, and that's right.
They were like, well, it works great. Yeah, no, the dog has taken credit. Let's move to something else.
Yeah, it's we can say that about almost every series. I swear, over the years, we've given out so much free advice. Which kind of makes us look like real saps.
Free from us, money for them.
Money for them, exactly.
But not even a thank you. Not even like, hey guys, you bailed us out.
Well, Chuck Ashland kind of thanked us.
Not publicly?
Not publicly, but in private he did.
Yeah, great idea, guys. Thanks.
I'm still waiting for my unwanted pass.
I'm not saying I ever did this for the ego. I just like talking and saying weird things. Maybe a little bit for the ego. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I would say that we certainly all did it with, expectations that if we had a positive influence on the sport, that there would be some sort of monetary remuneration for our efforts.
Here, look. Here's the housekeeping. I'm going to tell you the conversation right before the show. 17 years old and still not in the AMA FM Hall of Fame. Right?
That is true.
F these people, what else do we need to do? And that's the end of it. But we're not going to break, it's not like we're kicking the band together. If you're going to ask what the new show is going to be called, we don't actually know yet.
Yeah, we don't
know. We've been doing something for so long. We're going to take a little hiatus and kind of clear our minds and get some good thoughts and kind of plan it out. It's probably mainly going to be on YouTube, maybe Spotify video stuff.
Yeah.
But it's definitely
going to be. It will probably be on multiple venues that can take video, right, from YouTube. But we'll definitely be doing it on YouTube. Yeah. It will be live. It'll be able to be streamed live on that. We will have a membership capability.
Oh, wait a minute. You said we're going to be live? So we'll actually have to put.
We're going to be live.
Phil's going to have to put real clothes on.
I'm going to have to dress for this.
Yes, you have to dress for it. Yeah, the way you dress, the way you are currently dressed, Phil, works just fine. We don't want to change expectations from anybody.
That's true. But here's things.
By the way, Phil right now looks like a traffic cone. Okay.
Yeah,
he does.
With
a large head.
Well, I'm kind of fully expected to be called in for the tornado warning.
Yes.
But here's the deal. I was gonna, you know, today while I was sitting in the doctor's office getting my ear probed and picked, I was like, I'm going to put up a list of, like, people I kind of want to thank for helping us over the years. Some intentionally, some unintentionally. You know?
Well, we have had a lot of notable industry people, both on the entertainment and on the racing side, that have participated in the doghouse over the years.
I mean, and I was even thinking
How much I want to thank them is probably a little bit different.
Okay, I was thinking more like Jason Beasley.
Oh yeah, Jason was great. He gave us our start. He was great. He was our first producer. He was great. And since then, we've had to get by with Phil.
You guys like that? Michael Marer being Michael Marer to us really opened our eyes to a couple.
Yeah, that
things.
Is true.
And
that is true.
Is he still alive? Ken and I were mad.
Is he still alive?
I think so. I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, that's the bad thing. Okay. If any of us died, you wouldn't have heard about it either. So,
got a point there.
Easy come, easy go. I'll Google that for next time. But there's just some people that unintentionally or intentionally helped us along the way. One person was Josh Hamilton.
There's only one person that I know that intentionally helped us. Everybody else was trying to do the opposite.
It was Easy.
Yeah, VZ's the only one that really wanted to help
us. Always did. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Maybe we'll reminisce. Maybe we'll spend a couple. Since there's no racing next week, let's spend a show reminiscing.
It's like it'll be like our 500th episode, only at 800 and something.
Next week is 876.
876. Yeah, we'll be like,
if we make 880, I'm done. That's it.
There you go. I agree.
All right, we'll probably be back next week, and there's only a few more times.
It's likely. We will likely show up for our last couple episodes.
Likely.
Possibly.
Goodbye, everybody.